Aircheckdownloads.com.
Now, turn it up.
With the biggest hits, the biggest throwbacks.
Cornwall's Kids
Radio. Joel Corry and Emily Kay playing across Cornwall on Hits Radio. It's 11 minutes past 7.
Hold up. What would you do?
Dear Deirdre's of the Duchy, this is the first time we're calling upon you in 2025 as we revisit our listener dilemmas. Now, we are flitting back to a festive-themed one because we did have a flurry of some dilemmas over the Christmas break, funnily enough. So remember, the WhatsApp number you need for your input, your suggestions, your wise words of wisdom, 01209 313 900. Hello, my mum spent Christmas with me for the first time in years. She was due to stay for a week, but left after 3 days saying she wasn't feeling very well. I later found out she was feeling fine, but just couldn't stand my partner. Now, we've been together for 2 years. She's met him a couple of times before, but only in small doses. But since staying with us, she has let loose on all the things that she found irritating or disliked about him. My family and friends' opinions really count, especially my mum's, and knowing she doesn't necessarily like my partner is putting me into a predicament, as she's now saying he's not right for me. What should I do?
Oh, crikey, this is tough, isn't it? Because the thing is, mum knows best. You know, your mum knows you the best. I think, you know, you're going to have to sit down with mum, talk it through. Well, the other thing I was going to say was, love is blind, isn't it? So as you can be blinded to people's, you know, the sort of bad stuff. I'm not saying there is bad stuff necessarily, but you can be blinded by being in a relationship. So talk to mum, air it, and then... I mean, what do you do next?
I mean, I think the biggest thing to remember is this is your life. You know your own heart and you also know your own mind. And sometimes there is an element of parents being overprotective. My thing would be sort of, I'm interested to know what things she disliked about him. Like, are they things which potentially ring alarm bells, or are they just things that would irritate her if she was dating
him?
Right,
so there's a scale of things which are bad.
There's a scale, yeah, you know. If your mum has highlighted that there's any sort of coercive behaviour or anything like that, that's alarm bells. If she says, oh, he chooses food too loudly or anything like that, they're just irritations that she wouldn't part with, but perhaps you oversee it because you love him. That's my opinion. That's Neil's opinion. But what would you guys do?
Yeah, because the thing is, in life, not everyone likes everyone.
Exactly. Not everyone's cup of tea.
No.
And what is it Talisa said on The Jungle? If you're everyone's cup of tea, you'd be a mug.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that quote.
Or something like that.
Okay. So in this scenario, what would you offer as advice? What would you do? So you can send us a message, or it's quick and easy to send a WhatsApp on 01209 313 900. A WhatsApp message. Voice note is what I actually meant. Sorry. 01209 313 900 is the number. Send me a WhatsApp. Feel free to give us a call. Same studio telephone number on our What Would You Do Wednesday today.
Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say.
Aircheckdownloads.com.